Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Happy rejoice in the glory of Palm Sunday. Welcome, YouTube. Good to have you with us today. Rejoice in the glory of Palm Sunday, the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the donkey. And that was the first time Jesus said, it's okay to say I'm the Christ. Isn't that something?
Up until then it was,
don't tell anybody who I am. And yet, what a glorious day that was. I'm going to talk about it here for just a little bit. And then I found a video of a live parade in Jerusalem this morning. And so, and I'm a Christian man. So let's, we'll enjoy some of that as we get into it. Welcome. Good to have you here with us today. As always, this is, we call it 1 hour of faith and then communion. And so we'll receive communion today. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. Did it say how long that video was?
No idea.
This one's only 7 minutes.
Oh.
This other one is an hour and 10 minutes. So we'll probably go back and see some of that. I'm just, this guy, the one video is the tour guide. The other video is a believer. And I always want to hear from a believer. The tour guide is a Christian, born again. Then we'd be glad to hear him. It'd be really cool to have Amir Safadi
us
through a Jerusalem parade this morning.
Yes.
Somebody check him out and see if he's got one on there. I didn't see it when I searched up, and that should have been my first search.
Right. I will search when you finish.
But anyways, so welcome. Now, let me just, let's see, YouTube's up, Blog Talk Radio's up. Let me read you a little bit of my study from today. Let me find where that went. Okay. All right. I just declare in Jesus' mighty name that all of these apps decide they want to function together. Everybody play friendly this morning. All right. There we go. Now, I'm almost there. Here we go. I was doing some study and found a very great article this morning that really gives us a concise view of what Jesus actually did in his last week. All right? And so it's here. The timeline in the life of Jesus cover his last few journeys before heading to Jerusalem. All right. Jesus is in Bethany after raising Lazarus from the dead. So what does that mean? Can you guys see me? Am I on? Yes. All right. Make sure everything's working right here. All right. Now, that would mean in the last week of Jesus' life, everything from John 10 through John 20, half of the book of John is about Jesus' last week. So Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead in John chapter 11. And then the Jewish leaders go to, we got to not only kill Jesus, we got to kill Lazarus because this message of raising people from the dead can't get out. All right? So the Jewish leaders raised against him, and then he went to Bethany. Now, I want you to see this. I have a map here. I have a map right here that will show you this. All right? So I'm going to share my screen again, and you can see this. I like visual aids. I think it makes it a lot more enjoyable. Can you see that? You can see Jerusalem and Bethany. You can see Jericho up toward the top of the screen. All right? So Lazarus was in Bethany. All right? Jericho is where Jesus ends up. So knowing that the religious leaders are after him and they're trying to take him out, Jesus goes to Bethany, from Jerusalem down to Bethany. You can see it there. All right? And he's going out to conduct a few more last journeys before his crucifixion. First trip is to the nearby city of Ephraim. You see the city Ephraim up there? It's about 20 miles away. All right? And so he's now out of the eyes of the scribes and Pharisees, but lo and behold, they follow him to Ephraim. All right? So then he gets there. When he gets to Ephraim, now think about all this. They ask, with the hope of entrapping him, they talk to him about marriage and divorce. Right? His answer is stay married. Then he says, bring the little children to me, for if such is the kingdom of heaven. This is all in the last week. While he's in Ephraim, he meets the rich young ruler. All right? So that means in the book of Mark 10, everything from Mark 10 to the rest of the book, 6 chapters, that's all Jesus' last week of his life. I mean, Jesus got a lot done in 6 days. All right? He meets the rich young ruler. The rich young ruler goes away. And that's where the disciples say, hey, what about us? Jesus promised them not only abundance in this age, but also in the age to come. That's Mark chapter 10 and Luke 18 and Matthew 19. Now, the next. Peter states that he and the disciples have given up everything, and Jesus said, did I ever fail you once? And he said, no. And then he said, the hundredfold return. Parable of the workers in the vineyard. After the group leaves Ephraim, Jesus says, I'm going to remind you, I'm about to suffer. Jesus is trying to prepare everybody around him. I'm going to suffer. 3 days later, I'll be raised. Then James and John's mother comes and says to Jesus, I want my boys to sit with you on thrones in your kingdom, James and John. All right? Mama James and John is coming and asking, and Jesus says, you don't even know what you're saying. See, in their minds, they were still lifting Jesus up as the king of the nation. Mm-hmm. All right? So they're still there. Find my place here. Of course, the other disciples became infuriated at him. Now, Jesus and his disciples then go from Ephraim to Jericho. You can see that on the map, which that looks like that's probably about a 2 or 3 mile trip. All right. Now, near Jericho, a blind man cries out for the Lord to heal him, and he does. Inside of Jericho, Jesus finds Zacchaeus, who is a wise Jewish, or not wise, he's a wealthy, wicked tax collector. And when Jesus said, I'm going to go to your house, Zacchaeus started repenting immediately and said, I'm going to restore everything to everybody. As Jesus is leaving Jericho, he heals 2 more blind men. So in this last month of Jesus' life, he raises Lazarus from the dead. He teaches many miracles. He gets Zacchaeus saved. The rich young ruler goes away. And we see Jesus doing. Remember what he came? He said, I come for what purpose? To preach the gospel of the kingdom. And this is what's amazing about Jesus. Clear up to the cross. And on the cross, Jesus is preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Think about it. On the cross, hanging between two thieves, the one thief looks at him and says, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And what did Jesus say on the cross? This day will you be with me in paradise. So Jesus is preaching the gospel of the kingdom to his last moment and his last breath on this earth. All right. As they leave Jericho, it's about a 17-mile journey to Bethany. So you can see Jericho on the map, and they're going down to Bethany. All right. When they get there, the Lord gives the parable of the pounds. He's fully aware of his betrayal, his arrest, his torture, and his death that's coming to him. That's John chapter 11. Then Jesus arrives near sunset on Wednesday in Bethany. It is the start of his last week of life, dying as the perfect sacrifice. He travels to the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, where he has dinner, and he stays overnight, John 12, 1 and 2. In the morning, all right, Jesus goes to Bethpage. That's where he finds a donkey, and that's where he's going to get on the donkey and ride. Now, you'll find Bethpage right above the L on Jerusalem on the map. Right above that L would be where Bethpage is. It's about a 2-mile walk into the city of Jerusalem. Now, he mounts the colt and proceeds into the triumphal entry. After Jesus makes his triumphal entry, he spends his last week of his life teaching in the city, but leaving it to journey to Bethany for the night. All right? Now, Bethpage is like right above where the L is on Jerusalem on that map. And that's where the Mount of Olives is in the middle of it, right? So he spends a couple nights on the Mount of Olives. Now, let's go now to this live video. It lasts for 7 minutes. And let's watch these guys as they're walking the path up to, not that one. This is, I put the closed captioning on. So you can hear what this guy's saying. All right. The cool thing is, this is live footage from Jerusalem this morning. Well, whenever Israel was. Here we go. Thank you. saying? But you see these are two guns down in front here. Can't play that as much as I want to because somebody's got rights to it.
Well, it may be garbled anyway with this music. Did you understand that Sunday? It was just playing the hear the music.
Well, I you might not be able to understand it. You might be saying, Pastor, why are we doing this? I think it's a wonderful thing to do.
It is. It's in Jerusalem.
Now, let's watch a little bit more of this, guys, here. This is from a different point of view. I'm going to move on. I don't like that. So, first, you got cars in the bay. These streets aren't much wider than what they were. You got a picture of Jesus and the disciples and all those people making a procession down here. Every now and then in this video, you'll see police officers. Back then, you would have seen a Roman soldier. But 100 of them, that's that theory. Wow, look at all the people. Look at all the people. What a beautiful, look at the beautiful day. Beautiful day. Jesus, you are worth it. I think it's moving. I'm moving. Remember, guys, that these are Arabs from Pakistan. Sounds like Brother Sam here, doesn't it? And it's loose on that. Don't you like one of those? So, to the world, if you listen to the news, you would think that the world is all hiding in their houses, afraid to get out and move around. These people aren't afraid. Look at that. There's no fear in there. There's no fear. This is in the city of Jerusalem, in Israel. No matter what they said about you can't be out in the streets preaching the gospel this week and all the rest of that, you are viewing what is actually going on in Jerusalem right here. And there's no fear here. These people aren't afraid of being bombed. They're not afraid, you know. All right, listen now. It's just so interesting to see it. Just then they stopped at points out across the horizon at some of the other places. So this guy's a tour guide. Out of
olive.
Wow. There we go. Daily soldiers. It's quite a hill. It is quite a hill. You just said, I got to go to the gym. Now it makes you wonder what's behind these people. Oh, you can see the temple back there. Wow, what a day. Jesus, what do you think about how they're celebrating? There goes Francis. Big palm branch. Must be warm, though, because people are in shorts and shirts. Here, can we take a picture for you guys? Stand there and smile. We'll be glad to take a picture for you. Wow, look at the size of that palm branch. Her shirt says Hosanna on it. The lady in the white with little green things. Not sure what we're seeing here. Well, let's just progress a little bit. Oh, here comes the morning.
Thank you. Los Angeles. No. It's not going to stop this for now. Okay, let me just go down. Get this dog. On the bottom. Church. These are all wow, it's just so interesting to see. It's like that cemetery has been there for 4,000 years. It was 2,000 years before Christ. We're 2,000 years after. That's a 4,000-year-old cemetery. Wow. Talk about preserving history. Wow. Look at the spirituality. Look at the spirituality that's happening in this group of people right now. Look at the angels of the Lord ministering to all of these people right now. Think about God by the Holy Spirit ministering to all of these people right now. All right, well, we got a lot more you can see there. You can have the whole video if you want it. We'll give it to you. We'll probably turn it on and let it play once we get done. But let's talk a little bit more about Jesus and what happened there. Can't find my mouse. No, don't do that. I just did it the wrong way. Forget what I have to do to get out of that, what just happened.
Escape.
Can you, escape doesn't work.
It doesn't.
Can you see?
I see, yeah.
Stop and share. I totally lost that. Where do I find it? Nope. There it is. Don't know how I got back to it, but here's what you have to do. You have to go down and turn the full screen up first. There we go. Now I'm back. All right. So Jesus, let's see. He heals those blind men. And then hang on just a second. Almost there. They're viewing the Mount of Olives as he's walking in this video. All right. So the Mount of Olives is just outside the temple. Well, you can see the temple there with the golden top. So you can realize that Jesus is moving back and forth. And, of course, they've changed the roads and made walls. And when it comes to visitors and tourists in places like this, if they don't create a wall, then they will completely destroy the item that everybody's trying to see because everybody wants to touch it.
Yeah.
And with everybody's hand touching it, it wears it down. You know, you can see that around here and many other places. Let's see if I can get some of this stuff out of the way and find myself. I have now found myself. Now, let's look at this for a moment here, because go with me to Luke chapter 4. It's not going to be right with this group of believers that we have if we don't actually teach the Bible from some point of view, because you and I, we love life and we love tourism and we love to go see things, but we know that it all comes down to the basis of God's holy word. So Luke chapter 4, and this is when Jesus begins his ministry, all right? And he was tempted by Jesus. He came out of the wilderness. He was tempted by Jesus.
Or not.
Jesus never tempted anybody. All right. I'm in Luke 4, 14. And we'll probably go down to 30. Will be our word. Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. The news of him went out throughout all the surrounding regions, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. Remember, everywhere Jesus went, he said, don't tell anybody I'm the Christ. All right? 16. He came to Nazareth where he'd been brought up, and as his custom was, Jesus went to church. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had found the place where it was written about him. All right. Now, there's a teaching that goes around that says that they hand the priest, the rabbi, exactly the scripture to read for that day. Now, Brother Terry's teaching about 3 days in the center of the earth, we realized how God lined up every one of the feasts because they all pointed to Jesus, and he lined them all up to make the day that Jesus was crucified match so all those feasts could come to pass. I don't have it all down into my memory yet, but if I read it a few more times, I'll get closer. And if you'd like to have it, if you go to Brother Terry Mize's Facebook page, it's on there. Go back a couple of days now, and you'll be able to see it. Or email me, and I'll be glad to send it to you, because I do have a copy of it that I've got. This is Jesus' statement. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Say this with me. He is talking about me. He is talking about you and me. All right? To preach the gospel to the poor. Well, what's that? You don't have to be poor anymore. God has a system of helping anyone that's poor break out of poverty. To preach, sent me to heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. To preach the recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. And to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, Bob, could you text Rebecca and just see how things are happening this morning? Thank you. Then he closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. Why? Jesus sat down in a chair that was reserved for the Messiah to sit in. He would come to the synagogue. Malachi said, Lord, whom you seek will suddenly come to the temple. Well, all of a sudden, here's Jesus. He's in Nazareth. He's in the synagogue and sits in the chair. And everybody's like, why are you sitting in that chair? And look what Jesus said. 21. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Not only had he just read Isaiah to them, he's standing in the synagogue and he sits in the seat. All bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. So they bore witness and they marveled at what Jesus said. And then look what happened. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? Here comes the spirit of familiarity, which is one of the most destructive religious spirits that there is. Because of their familiarity with Jesus as Joseph's son, Mary's son, the carpenter's son, Jesus made my table, Jesus fixed my chair. You ought to see the little candle stand that Jesus made for me. He was a carpenter. And now that familiarity is going to keep many of them from being able to receive the kingdom of God. Look what it says. 23, he said to them, you will surely say this proverb to me. Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country. And then he said, assuredly, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. Now watch this. But to none of them was Elijah sent. How many of the widows believed in Elijah and believed he was the prophet of God? Probably all of them. And yet, to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath, the region of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. Remember, she took care of him. She gave him his last meal, her last meal, and it multiplied in the barrel, and the barrel of meal never went dry. And the cruse of oil never failed throughout the rest of the famine. They were by a water well because that's where Elijah met her. So they had water. Keep reading. I'm in 27. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and none of them were cleansed except Naaman, the Syrian. Not even a child of God. Why? because there was a little Jewish girl that said, sir, there's a prophet in Israel that can heal people. And if you'll go there, he may be able to heal you. So they went, and he took her with him. He's like, well, you're coming with me, young lady. So she got the ride right along with the great general. Because Naaman was a general in the king's army. And when he arrived to see Elisha, Elisha didn't even come out. Elisha sent his servant out and said, go tell him to dip in the Jordan River. And the Syrian man said, I got more beautiful rivers in Syria to dip in than the muddy Jordan. And the little Jewish girl said, sir, if he'd have told you something amazing and noble, would you not have done it? And he said, yes, I would. She said, then why don't you just go do what he said to do and dip in the river? And when he came up the seventh time, he was healed. What is Jesus teaching right here? If you're not careful, and nobody can take it out of your heart except you, familiarity will cause you to no longer receive the gift that is inside of the spiritual leader God put you to. Familiarity. Why? Because you see their humanness. You see it. I know in 30 years of being around Dr. Barclay, I've seen their humanness. But wait. Don't judge people because they're human. Thou art a human.
Right.
Amen. Have you ever just woke up tired and no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't find your way into the spirit that day? Have you ever just said to yourself, I'm going to just be quiet today and not do much talking because I can't seem to get myself together into one thing. And who knows? It might be you're tired. It might be a bunch of stuff happening that you're trying to see through all at the same time. Who knows? You could be in a spiritual battle. You might just need a day off. And then you might just need to go fill the bathtub full of water and just soak. But every one of us are humans. And no matter what those days are, know this, you and I have a choice inside of us of whether we become so familiar with them, with someone who's a spiritual leader, that we can no longer receive from them. You and I have a choice. Now, someone is in blatant sin and they're rebelling against God, you'll probably not receive from that person again. You know what I mean? They're an open sin and they're just rebelling against God. But there's many mighty men of God who have fought many battles. One of the greatest battles that a preacher fights, a fivefold ministry gift fights, is the battle of discouragement. Dr. Barclay has said that Brother Osteen would fight it almost every time he would drive to church. This is after they built the 10,000 seat sanctuary. And he would say, Dodi, do you think there'll be anybody there when we get there today? Dr. George Evans said that until he was 50, the devil would come as he began to preach and say, just shut up. You're not even 50 years old. Nobody wants to hear you. You don't even know anything yet. And when he turned 50, you know what the same voice said? You're 50. You're over the hill. Who wants to listen to you now? Wait. It's a real battle. And Jesus is standing in front of them right here. Now let's keep reading and see what happens on the first day of Jesus' ministry. Verse 28. All those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath. Hold on. In 22, they bore witness and marveled at his gracious words. And the same folks are now filled with wrath. Yeah. Why? Because he taught them the word of God, got down in and got close to their life. And now they got a choice. I'm either going to change and walk with God, or I'm going to run away. Don't be a runaway. Amen? And they rose up and thrust him out of the city. They led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff and then stone him. That's what they did. They threw you down. When you landed, you broke a bone, you broke something, and then they stoned you. Yeah. And it's verse 30. And Jesus said, well, not today. And went through the middle of them. Wonder if that's where the first Wile E. Coyote video was filmed. Now watch. Look at 31. And he went down to Capernaum, the very city that those people say, do what you did in Capernaum here. And Jesus said, it's not about me. It's about, do you have a heart to receive? Or are you just a spectator of the gospel? Let's go back here. And let's read about Jesus coming into the city. I'm in John 12. And we'll read down through 19. The next day, a great multitude had come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. Remember what they said? The feast of the Passover would have been the next feast. And they were getting there early.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him. And they cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, I really like Zoom. This is amazing. Watch this. Right while I'm speaking, I can put on my screen people walking down basically what would have been the same path while I'm speaking it. All right. So you can see it with your eyes. I got hallelujah. I'll get it out. Look at there. I wonder if that TV camera was there in Jesus' day filming it. It'd be cool if we could get that video, wouldn't it? Somebody search and see if you can find a video archive of Jesus entering the city. I'm in 13. And they took palm branches and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first. Verse 16. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him and that they had done these things to him. They're like, oh yeah, it's in the prophet. You're right. You're right. Can you imagine that day? Peter and John, the guys are sitting there and Peter's like, yeah, but didn't Isaiah? Yeah. And John would say, well, yeah, and Joel. And then Philip would say, well, so what they were doing is all of a sudden, I mean, you got to think about the disciples.
Putting two and two together.
Now, just look at that crowd walking down that hill. All right. We're very civilized people today. The disciples were in charge of the crowd. They were the Jesus Christ Evangelistic Association security team for Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, we've seen videos of Brother Hagin so overcome by the Spirit of God that he's got his grandsons, and they're walking along holding him up. Now, we've never seen that in the writings that we have of Jesus. But we know that there were several times they were so determined to get to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment. Can you imagine what that created while Jesus is walking down the road like we're seeing right here, and there's a whole bunch of people trying to get to his garment? Now look at there. We can see the dome of the temple again. All right. We just reached the Garden of Gethsemane. It's now to you. All right, hold on. Let's back up and let's see that for a second. Back up just a little bit here. Turning back on.
Look at the people. They're not afraid. Wow. Amazing, amazing.
Beautiful. Let me introduce you.
So it sounds like he's saying this is where you enter the city of Jerusalem, it's right here. And this is what it would have looked like, them coming down the hill.
Friend Mark coming. Wow. You can just see people from every walk of life, every nation, every tribe. And guys, they're in Jerusalem right now. This is live.
Yeah, this is live.
Well, this was live whenever it was that time there. But no matter what the media says, look at the peace that's in Jerusalem.
All of the people that want to partake in that walk. There's a lot of people that want to participate.
See, that guy's got a uniform on. What was it? Oh, that was them. Young and old, rich and poor. Those are people from Sweden. That's awesome. Here comes some more nuns, Catholics. Oh, this is the whole Catholic entourage. I'm not sure the type of nun goes out in the blue, but that monk there, with the white thing around, he's a Franciscan. My dear friend, Brother Mike. Oh, look at this next group coming. Well, these are the Polish.
I'm entering the stage. Just
think it's just so amazing. All those people right there, they just turned the corner, are all from Poland. Now, the world's in a mess. Oh, look at this dude. Look at this. Black nun. Leading on the left up there. You can see her. Right behind the lady with the... that's the dancer. Look at this. Been dancing all morning. Oh, okay. So this is the chat. This is the super. Show us that play. There's the priest leading the whole bunch down. Can't stop. Yeah, this is the best place to be filming it. If I was there, that's where I'd be, on that corner right there. So next year, how about we all go?
Yeah.
Ask who do you think would be there next year? Well,
oh.
Let's do it. That's it. No more maybes. Let's just do it.
Amen.
Amen. I'm thinking, that sounds like an American voice.
It was.
Wow, that's a big group of people. I wonder what that flag is. Go over and ask him, buddy. Ask him what the flag is. Wow, that's it. I wouldn't have thought Jesus would have had bongo time. So we're going to have a class before long of how to play the drums for
how to dance.
Even Ripley wants to dance. Wow. I know I was reading something important here. But it's okay. Look at how big it is. Rejoicing in Jesus.
Okay.
See those people right there? They don't have a palm branch. They kind of got like a little branch because all the palm branches were already taken off the trees. They had to settle for a little branch.
Yeah, that's
what it said.
Some of them
just
like
just grabbed the leaves for the side of the road. Look at the camera. Look at the people on this day. Wow. I don't know why over the years I haven't been focused to see a live video. So right on the right there, he keeps telling us where the trees are on the right side. Where that little buggy's coming out. Those trees right there. That's the Garden of Gethsemane. Wow, look at this next group coming. Serious numbers of palm branches in their hands. Wow, that's the palm branch people right there. Don't you love this? Wow, look at that. This is the celebration of this day. Behold your King coming unto you.
Wow. Those guys got there early because they got nice palm branches. Wow, look at how huge that group is, though. That's got to be 500 people. And then to think that Jesus had 10,000 in one time. He had 5,000 that he fed at one time. That was just the men. That, if it was just one man, one woman, and one child, that would be 15,000 people. And we've not seen that many people walk by us yet. I'd fill my pockets full of soil in the door of my old blue truck out here, John. It's a bottle of water that my dear friend Mike Welch gave me from the Jordan River. All right. We'll stop here a couple of minutes and take you. You shared this on Facebook. sound of it. Now, when you think about this, he rode that donkey for 2 miles, but the whole city was had turned out because of all the miracles that he had done. Yes, that's what this is, the same walk that Jesus loved. Wow. I just wonder where all these people are going to be. Tell us where we are, bro. Where's the little boy with the most ambition? There's got to be a few entrepreneurs out there today saying these people are going to need to do something. Now just look at that group of people right there and realize Jesus fed all of those with 3 loaves. Well, John, can you hear the music? You wonder what that national flooding is. Silent? Can't hear anything? links to this on my Facebook page. So you'll be able to go and get that, and it'll be a blessing to you. Isn't that just sad? They won't. The man asked that we share it at the beginning of the business. Oh, that's a lot of people to go through that little gate, isn't it? You're only going to take about 4 or 5 people wanting to go through that gate at a time. I did share this to my Facebook. Yeah, share it. Go to my Facebook page and share it because, you know, it's a beautiful celebration of God. And, you know, there's no fear there today. There's zero fear there today. Look at how many people traveled from many different nations to get there today. And it doesn't matter what they say about COVID or whether they're trying to make you afraid. These people aren't wearing masks there today. These people aren't afraid. There's a guy that's afraid. He's got 2 men. Wow. So now picture this. Those of you that are still with us, picture this in your mind. All of the followers of Jesus trying to get through this gate. Just like they're doing right here, right now. Let me get to this gate. Now, I wonder where that guy's from. That's an interesting looking outfit. Uniform of some kind. So they look like they're about 8 wide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About 8 wide. If you have a crowd of 10,000, you're going to move them 8 wide. It's going to take you a while to get people through there. And think about this now. Out of Jesus is flowing healing. In the crowd are people who are very sick, very diseased, very lost. You're looking at a gate there that is 4,000 years old, maybe 5,000 years old. And this is actually how wide the streets were. You wonder why those people up top are not throwing down tortillas or something. Cheese pies. It's the Arabs. It's cheese pies. Look at that. Look at that little street. Wow. This group have the right spirit. They don't just have the spectating spirit. What's interesting is this is the group of Africans. Those who usually celebrate God, the wildest of anybody we've ever seen. Hosanna. Hosanna. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. I'm in great wildness today. Wow. Well, we should receive communion. This is going to go on for another 7 minutes.
There. All right, we're going to just let that play in the background. Let's receive communion together. And then we'll be done with our program for today. Next year, everybody make a plan. We are going to be in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen.
Save your money later.
I'm pretty sure that we probably said that last year, but can you get a bread mug? I guess they can't. I guess they can't do that, so I might as well just pause it. But I'm not going to pause it. I'm just going to mute it. Let's receive communion together if you're still with us. And anybody that would come in the future, no. We'll read the communion verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the word that Jesus gave the Apostle Paul as he was teaching him about communion. Jesus himself appeared to Paul, and that way Paul could actually be one of the apostles. He actually had a personal appearing of Jesus. Wow. I just look at that and I say, what was it like that day? Nobody had a cell phone. Nobody had a camera. Nobody had any electronic equipment. All they had was a palm branch, maybe a bag with a couple pieces of bread or some cheese in it, right? And yet they were all out singing glory to God in the highest. Hosanna, your Savior has come. Look at the palm branches. Wow. I'm going to have trouble getting my eyes off it, but here we go. 1 Corinthians 11:23. Get your bread and grape juice. Let's receive communion together. Apostle Paul writes, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. This is the process. Examine yourself first. Be sure you're right with God. And then eat of the bread and drink of the cup. And then it says, verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love. What you see in this video is love. A love for God. There's no fighting between races there. That's what God produces. Love has been perfected in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus is Lord, and you and I are a part of the body of Christ today, this body of Christ that today is celebrating Jesus' triumphal entry. Now, I'll say this. Let's pray this prayer real quick. Well, not real quick. Let's just pray this prayer. We don't have to do anything quick. This is the YouTube video. You can go back and view it later. All right? We're going to do this prayer together. This is the prayer of salvation. If you don't know that you're right with God, you can know. And in a few minutes, when my computer decides that it wants to play fair and do what's right, we'll actually pray this prayer together. Hold on. Have to stop that share. Have to stop that share in order to share it over here. Now, I'd like to share both screens, but hallelujah. Pray this prayer of salvation with me. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me, and I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to the family of God. We welcome you. What you just prayed, if you meant that from the depths of your heart, you just prayed the prayer that made you right with God and that all of those people are enjoying. People from every walk, different denominations, different nations, all walking through the streets of Jerusalem today. Amazing. And you and I are part of it. And you just joined this great army that is now the greatest and has always been the greatest force there has ever been on the face of this earth. And yet Jesus came in peace and told us to bind the devil. Bind the devil in the people and get him free in Jesus' mighty name. And you just joined. God Almighty himself came and made his abode inside of you, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. You can read it right there. 2 Corinthians 5 and 6, two great chapters about your new life as a believer, and it'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, we've been here our full hour now, almost two. So let's go right to the communion elements, and we can give you more instruction in some of the other videos that we do every day. Here we go. Hold your elements up. Whoops, hang on just a second. Got to get on the right page. You see it? Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread, representing your broken body, and this juice, representing your blood, poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of all you did for me. Jesus. And most of all, read the words that's on the page so we all sound like we're saying the same thing. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord.
And by your stripes,
I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing, nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now.
Every
joint supplying in my body,
from your
broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your broken body,
now.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Let's receive his broken body. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. There's billions of us around the world today that are calling out to you. Restore the life of God to our planet. And may there be a billion souls on these final days of history that come to you. Now, pray this with me. I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things have been new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no more condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And now, just like they were singing, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. I don't know the next words to that song. It's a good one. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Well, go to my personal Facebook page. You can see that video in its entirety.
I put it on our Facebook page.
And it's on our Facebook page. Listen, it's really good to do. To hear the jubilation that's in people's
yes.
voice. There's no fear on the streets of Israel today. There's no fear there. Regardless of the Muslims and the Christians at each other's throat, there's no fear there today. I not only encourage you, if you got time, to watch this video, find some other ones.
Yeah.
And enjoy the day of great celebration. The day that Jesus entered into the city. Even though the scribes said, we're going to kill you. They said that to him all his life. And I love Jesus' answer. You can't take my life from me. I lay my life down. In Jesus' mighty name. So, till we see you again tomorrow morning for prayer. Tomorrow night for the study of God's holy word. Holy Week. We're going to study Holy Week. And it's going to be a great study. So, till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. I'm going to share the last couple minutes of this video again, because in the end, in the last couple minutes, he says a couple things about where they're going. So if you got to go, go. We'll end this video with me sharing this, and let's see what he tells us about what's happening.
Yeah.
Bless your day. We sure do love you.
I know when we go, we'll be the ones making the music, not waiting for somebody else to make it. I want to go with Sean Paul. Do something radical. What's that?